Hello, you beautiful people. Welcome to season 2 of the Sustainability 101 podcast. This is Pratiksha and I'm with my co-host Pratik. And we welcome you to Sustainability 101 podcast.
Hey Pratiksha. Hi everyone. Let's get started. So first things first, the Sustainability 101 podcast is here to help you explore both the joy and benefits of sustainable living. The podcast highlights how the youth is interested to take initiatives for bringing about the sustainability revolution with information and insights from the world's most inspiring change makers. We welcome you to our Sustainability 101 podcast. Hope you all are doing great and striving for a better environment. We know you missed us, and now we are back with another episode. I want to take a moment here to share with you all about the overwhelming response we have been receiving lately across our social media. You guys are just amazing, and I'm so grateful for all your love and support.
Yeah, and we have been thinking hard and what to bring you next and how to make it more exciting after such a great response from you guys. So just hold a teensy bit longer for our incredible guest today, and we will dive straight into it.
Also, I would suggest you to stick around till the end because we have something very exciting for you all.
Okay. So, Pratik, are you excited to announce today's guest?
More than ever, Pratiksha. So, she's a social entrepreneur committed to lowering the impacts of human consumption on the planet. She aims to give consumers of today easy access to earth-friendly products and encourage the switch to sustainable living. One of her life goals that really caught my attention is to plant and maintain 1 million trees while running a sustainable business. Mm-hmm. With 2 international master's degrees, one in international marketing communication and other in marketing communication strategy, and with a stellar experience for more than 7 years in business strategy, marketing, digital automation, and experiential marketing, this guest speaks for herself. She is a true epitome of woman in business.
Yeah, and she is the founder of Brown Living, India's first plastic and chemical-free marketplace. It is a go-to place if you want to live sustainably in India. They have absolutely everything from coffee to fashion. I highly recommend you all to go and check it out because I was astonished and amazed at the variety of products she offered on a Brown Living platform. And Brown Living has also created jobs for over 150 artisans as well as over 120 people from rural background who work in their plantation thing. And since their inception in 2019, they have planted over 1,500 trees and reduced 26,400 kgs of CO2 per year. Isn't that fantastic?
It sure is. So are you ready to tell us who she is now?
Yes, we are so excited to announce that Chetsi Ahuja, founder and the current CEO of Brown Living, is here with us today. Welcome, Chetsi.
Welcome, Chetsi.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for that very, very exciting introduction. I feel so good about myself right now listening to that.
We are so happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. So, Chetsi, childhood is such a wonderful phase in everyone's life. Can you tell us more about your childhood and what led you to start your journey?
Yeah, so I think it's interesting you asked that question because I think we as humans become who we are in our prime youth because of small episodes that happen in our childhood and over time in teenage. And I think when I look back, I actually feel like I was always someone who would find a way to be close to nature. I was really good friends with my gardener who, we had a small garden in our house and I would hang out with him instead of going playing with other kids. And so, I really have these fond memories of sitting with my grandmother and making your handmade lapes at home with dry orange peels and really trying to understand how she did things in the kitchen. And now that I look back on those things, they were actually zero waste, from all senses, from the way they cooked food, from, being really close to nature, going for walks every morning, walking on grass, And these are all things that, you know, always evoke a very positive and happy emotion. So after my corporate life, and when I decided that I want to be an entrepreneur and I want to decide to choose to actually do something that's good for the environment, I started mapping out my journey on, you know, me as an individual, and, you know, what are the values I stand for, and what would I like to do with my time, given a choice of devoting it entirely to a cause. And so that's how I realized that, you know, we as Indians have always lived zero waste. It's just about getting accustomed to the comfort and convenience of like ready-made stuff available in the markets today. And we've really forgotten the way to actually live zero waste, which we've done in the past. And so I just, you know, put together some ideas on, you know, how we can bring those old values and marry them with our daily urban lifestyle today. So living in a city like Bombay, it's pretty common for people to like buy, order takeout every other day and like buy from a convenience store. But growing up, we used to, you know, always stock up all our grains in like large containers. Nothing used to really come in plastic at the time. And so I said, okay, so it's really possible to live without plastic because we've done that in the past. Even before plastic was invented, people used to still transport food across cities. And so I just thought that, okay, yes, we have a huge challenge of plastic pollution. It's reaching our oceans. It's killing a lot of species. And there's, you know, plastic in almost everything that we look at, whether it's clothes, whether it's food products, whether it's, you know, just makeup we buy or any other like skincare products. Mm. So, you know, I said, why don't we try to do things the old way, but like give it like an urban twist. And so that's how Brown Living was born. We sort of found a way to create our own framework on how do we actually select a product. And what are the values we want to imbibe? What are the kind of people we want to work with? Whether they should stand for like, you know, ethical consumption, and do they ensure that they pay fair prices to people they work with and employees they have? So yeah, it's actually a culmination of everything that I've believed in so far. So I'm really, really proud that we've been able to have some kind of an impact. There's obviously a long way to go, but I'm so happy that people like you are helping spread the word and create more awareness about us.
Sure.
Wow, I completely agree with you. Like, you know, Indians weren't brought up with a fast-paced disposable lifestyle. We really need to go back to those roots. And now I can totally understand where your inspiration has come from and what is being, like, what is keeping you motivated through for your entire journey in Brown Living.
Yeah, so Chetsi, the next question, could you tell us a bit more about how Brown Living started and what made you name it Brown Living? Excited to know the story behind that.
Yeah, I actually used to paint a little bit in between just to like get my mind off things. And there was a day when I was watching this documentary. It's called Sustainable and it's on Netflix. And there was this farmer from the US who was talking about, you know, that if you really need like sustainable produce, then you need to work with the soil first. You need to make sure that it's chemical free. You need to, you know, ensure that it's properly irrigated and has enough nutrients in the soil itself. And over 7 to 8 years is when the soil actually becomes organic in its real sense. And that's when you start getting the benefits of an organic farm. And so that really made me interested about, you know, understanding this whole green consumerism business. And everybody talks about eco-friendly and how everything is so green and make the earth green. But a lot of us look at it very, very superficially. And because I built a framework called the Brown Lens, where we look at a product in like extreme detail from circular design perspective, from carbon impact perspective, and also being plastic free. We were really working with the roots of product creation. In that sense, the soil of creating a product and bringing it to life. So I thought that it was interesting to use like a pun on colors. And that's how Brown Living was born. it's very common for people to say that, you know, something is green, this is a green product and you should buy it. But when we call ourselves brown living, we're really saying that we've done all the work and we've worked with the makers of this product to understand with, you know, where it comes from, and it's truly sustainable. So we don't indulge in greenwashing. Until I'm absolutely sure and until the team is absolutely sure that it is a sustainable product, it does not go on the platform. So there's a lot of work that happens behind what you just see on the website. There's a lot of interaction, engagement with the sellers, with their artisans to understand, you know, what are the things we can do to improve? Like, even if a brand is like 80% there, how do we help them to make improvements? How do we help them reduce their costs and, you know, material usage, or, you know, how to use the right sustainably sourced kind of a product. So that's why it's called brown living and not green living, because I just didn't want it to be absolutely obvious. I wanted, you know, people to think about, you know, what it stands for. And so for me, even like if you look at the logo and if you look at the font of it, the word brown is written in like a handwritten form, and living is written in like a typed website kind of a font, and it's all encased in a box because we are all people who live in homes which are like boxes, and we have a bit of handmade and a bit of technology that sort of makes it relevant for people today. So we're all trying to enclose ourselves in boxes, but we still need to have an outlook of, you know, what's happening outside the box, and, you know, how we sort of impact that both internally as well as externally. So brown living really is not just a store, but it's actually a way of life. So the e-commerce platform is just like proof of concept for me that this is, you know, this is something that we should really imbibe as values, like slow living and really practicing mindfulness. These are some of the values that we want to imbibe in people that work with us and community of consumers that we're talking to. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. And yeah, like, awareness is really important nowadays, and you are doing that on Instagram. I can see your really page looking really great. And you guys, you heard this documentary, Sustainable, is going on our list right now. It's great that you have done so much to help these artisans, and I'm really proud of you. Next question is that you are indeed ambitious, and what are your plans and goals for the future, like what you are going to do in next?
Okay, so like I said, right, brown living is actually a way of life. We want to do a lot of things as a company. I want to individually do a lot in the environment space, but we're trying to take one thing at a time. So the e-commerce platform is essentially proof of concept that a kind of sustainable lifestyle is possible. And so what we're really trying to do is grow that in terms of number of products, number of sellers, you know, work with a lot of existing sellers who are probably not on the platform to make them understand the values of sustainability, get them to change their practices so that over time they become sustainable and eventually bring them on the platform. What that does for consumers, it gives them a really wide range of things they can buy, services they can use. You know, it actually makes you believe in that thought of making a change individually. If I'm giving you 5,000 products that you can buy, and that spans from anything and everything that you might need, and these are all everyday use products. We don't get into like occasion wear. We don't say that we have, you know, your expensive saris for like one-time wedding use, but we're saying that we stand for things that you might need every day, and because they are used every day, the impact of that is much higher, because you will probably buy them so many more times. And so if you replace that so many purchases with something that is sustainable, eventually your individual impact as a family, as an individual, will reduce. And that's where we want to, you know, help the consumers to sort of embark on that journey. And we're not saying that you need to buy everything that we have, but we're saying that as long as you get into the mindset of making a change, becoming zero waste. A lot of our consumers have actually started composting at home. A lot of them have actually started making bioenzymes at home to use as floor cleaners and vegetable cleaners. And these are things that we absolutely should do as individuals so that we don't need to go to the market and buy. A, it helps you reduce your costs as a household. And B, it also reduces the waste that goes into your dustbin. So our objective essentially is to, create a lot of content, obviously with the help of our community, which includes consumers and businesses, that eventually show you different ways of living sustainably. And there obviously will be, so for example, if you want to get a natural scrub, you can even make it at home while you're probably soaking some almonds or, drying some oranges in the sun, and then you just sort of blend them up together, and you still have that natural scrub to use at home. But if you don't have the time, because you have a hectic work life and you don't have the time to sort of make each and every skincare item that you want, then you can just buy it from us. That's the idea. So we don't focus so much on, okay, buy from us, here's we have so many products, and go buy, shop now. We never do that. As a platform, we're here to help you along the way, so a lot of customers also come and ask us that, how do we, let's say, some of them wanted to learn eco printing, which is basically taking leaves and sort of imprinting that on clothes to make them interesting. And we actually did a workshop for some of them because they wanted to, upcycle some of the clothes at home. And these are products that we actually sell, but we sort of taught them on how to do it, because we're all equipping you with skills that you could probably want when you want to start a living zero waste or start reducing your impact and not buy new stuff. So that's what we want to do. We want to be synonymous to sustainable living in India. We want to make it mainstream as a as a lifestyle. And so anything and everything you need to do that, we have about 500 businesses from India who are in the sustainability space, who are in our network. So anybody from rainwater harvesting, solar power, to somebody puts up solar panels, somebody who's in, fabric sourcing, got certification, Fairtrade India. So we've built this network of people that, if there's any kind of collaboration that needs to be done, or any kind of questions that consumers might have, we sort of do all of that together from that pool of people.
Yeah, really. That is really amazing. That's so impressive. And we have really noticed how much waste we have reduced just by switching our dairy products to make them more sustainable. And that's a great place to start. And we are glad our listeners have a place to find them. Please go on Brown Living India's Instagram and see what she is doing. Really amazing. I'm really impressed.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. That was a beautiful explanation, Chetsi. So I hope that you do achieve those goals. And it's our hope as well to make this sustainable way of life, mainstream in India as well. So moving ahead, they say experience is the best teacher. Looking at your diverse academic and industrial experience, what advice will you give to someone who wants to start a sustainable business?
I would probably just say one thing, and there's just one question for anything that you're starting in life, whether it's starting a business, whether it's probably doing a new course, or, just making a life decision in general. I think it's really important to understand why. The word why has so much power. And because I knew why I was doing, why I was going behind a cause, and how much it matters to me, I think I did a lot of self-reflection and figured out that this is something that's very, very important to me. And I've lived in multiple cities across the world, and I always would find a way to live closer to a water body or a lake or the beach or a forest, because I knew that it was important for me to sort of be sustainable at the very core. And over time, every time there's a fallback, or every business, it might all look like great from outside, but there are everyday struggles, and there are things that sort of piss you off, put you off track. So at that time, the only thing that matters is why you started it in the first place. And till you don't know that answer, you will never be able to stick to your plan. And I'm not saying that you keep doing keep sticking to your plan till sort of you run into losses or it starts hurting you, but it still helps you stay on track and it will always help you make the right decision. So figure out why you want to do something and keep that as a reminder that I know that as a child, I decided that, okay, in my lifetime, I want to probably plant a million trees. And so how do I do that? And how do I raise funds for that? And I'm raising funds for that through all the profits that we make at Brown Living. We keep a certain percentage around it. And so that also makes us a mindful business because the why is very important. We want to make sure that we impact people. We want to make sure that we don't adversely impact the environment. And so every decision that we make, whether it's, you know, adding a new vendor, talking to a new agency, whether it's, you know, getting a right investor on board, whatever it is, that core answer of why helps us make a lot of decisions and it just makes our life simpler. And I think that's really important to know in the beginning. And the how and the what and the when and the where, everything can be figured out if you know the why. So I would really urge them to figure out why they started whatever they want to start. That is your holy grail that helps you fall back on all decisions. It'll always keep you sane and logical in your head.
Yeah. So, wow, like you just made it so simple. That's a great way to put it, Chetsi. Really understand what that feels like. And sustainability really is a lifelong project now.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody can become zero waste or low waste overnight. It's a journey. It's a process. There's something that we say internally. We call it becoming sustainable. It's not something that I am a sustainable household or I am a very eco-friendly person in general. It's always a process. You learn new things and then you realize up until now, so there are people who sell bamboo sanitary pads. And I said, okay, great. It's made of bamboo. Must be amazing. And I'm not putting any brand name here, but I realized eventually that because that bamboo is fused with another bioplastic material, it's absolutely difficult to compost it at home. And so I'm eventually creating more waste. So I absolutely stopped using it, right? And I believe that I do a lot of research, but you know, everybody learns in the process. Everybody understands, you know, we figure out new things. There's new research is happening. So it's a constant learning curve. And that's why we say that, you know, you can never be 100% sustainable, not in today's time, but it's an ongoing journey and you can always continue to be on the positive side of things.
Yeah.
Even if there are like things that you figure out, oh my God, I made a mistake, but it's okay. You figured it out, but now you won't probably repeat it in the future.
Yeah. I feel being mindful is so important. Being aware as a consumer is so important, right? And speaking of your mission of planting 1 million trees, is there any way our listeners can contribute to that?
Yes, absolutely. When you're buying on Brown Living, you can either add a tree for ₹89 during checkout, or you can individually buy them as well and gift it to friends and family. So what it does is, so we've tied up with this company called growtrees.com, and they help us digitize the whole experience of carbon offsetting and planting trees. And we've tied up with them to even employ people in rural areas who basically take care of these plantations. Growtrees.com also takes care of, you know, educating them, helping them with basic skills that help them become individual entrepreneurs. And so a lot of our work that's done, some of our profits also go to that. Simple, just type E-Tree certificate on Brown Living and you will see an ₹89 product where you can just click on it, add to cart, and you get an E-Tree certificate where it shows you in which project, in which location in India the tree has been planted, and you can also check the location with the certificate code. So it basically tells you where it is and you've contributed to our plantation in that case.
Okay, move on to the next question. What zero waste alternatives were the most difficult to implement in the office settings?
Very, very difficult question for me because I used to be a stationery holder. I have half a bed full of storage. which is just empty notebooks that I've collected from all over the world. And I now feel so guilty about it, but they're so precious that I can't throw them away. And I think one of the most difficult things in office for me to replace was, you know, you get these pens, 5-10 rupee pens that are everywhere in office. It's by the printer, it's with the pune, and everybody's sort of just using it like it doesn't matter. I think everybody needs to stop getting those pens, because it's so low cost that people don't value it only. It's cheaper than getting a glass of water.
Yeah.
A bottle of water. And I think those pens need to die. You could probably make much better use of that plastic in creating like a planting pot, where at least the pot gets a structure outside and that pot will be used for years together. I think those pens are really, really a pain point for me. They really bother me every time.
So moving ahead, it is said, change is the only constant. And given the situation around all of us right now, what did you think about change and how has it been for you?
So I think I absolutely agree with you that change is the only constant. I earlier also said that, you know, becoming sustainable is a process. You keep learning every day and you keep changing the way you approach sustainability or anything in life. I think specifically in the case of a pandemic, we've actually stayed at home so much that we've never done in our entire lifetime. And, you know, it's very easy for our mothers to do that for all their life if somebody's a housewife. But for others who've not spent so much time at home, it's a very different kind of a space to be in. You don't get your mind space to sort of meet people, or, you know, that physical activity of going outside the house, getting ready. And there's a lot that has changed in our lifestyle. We don't spend 2 hours in traffics. We don't have so much takeout. We don't go out meeting friends or socializing as much. And in terms of sustainability, I think that has had a huge impact in terms of carbon emissions from transport. It has perhaps had some effect on negating climate change with probably the, you know, degree of emissions that have been reduced. But I still think there's a lot that needs to be done on an individual and a policy and a government level. And because everything's constantly changing, we're seeing a huge rise of cases every day. There's a huge amount of disposable masks that are being used, PPE kits that are being used. Yeah. We need to find a way to sort of discard them responsibly. And since there's anyway all of that medical waste that is getting generated, we need to find newer ways to replace things that we probably use today and reduce our waste all the more, because we are infinitely creating more waste. India has the world's highest cases, I think, after the US. And imagine our population and imagine the number of masks and PPE kits getting thrown out. So managing that waste is becoming a challenge. And we already have other waste that we anyway keep throwing out. So it's a cumulatively, it is, it's a terrible situation to be in. But I would just say that we need to constantly keep working towards reducing other kinds of waste that are unavoidable in a way. Yeah, have I answered your question to a certain extent?
Yeah.
Well, it was great.
That's really intense, Shetsi. But like, you know, you're so right. At the end of the day, our lives will continue to change, hopefully for the better. So hope our listeners are enjoying this conversation. With that to say, why don't we lighten up this conversation by playing a quick game?
Yes, absolutely. So Shetsi, first thing that comes to your mind when you hear this word, bamboo brush.
Compost the bristles.
What is to your mind? Entrepreneurship.
Extremely hard.
True. And the last one from my side, carbon footprint.
Unmanageable.
True. So, so what about when you hear greenwashing?
Bad karma.
Beautiful. Mumbai?
I love the ocean, so it keeps me close to that.
Wow. Mm. And podcast.
Upgraded radio.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I wanted to become an RJ, then I shifted to podcast hosting.
Yeah, you have the traits of an RJ. I can see it.
Yeah, thank you. So let's move ahead, Prateek.
Yeah, okay. So let me tell you, Chetsi, you did a great job. Since we are already in the game zone, let's go for another funny yet interesting game. It's called This or That. Just simply choose one of the options I'll be giving you, and that's it. Okay, so here great. It goes. Okay.
Great.
Chetsi, would you rather have your flight delayed by 8 hours or lose your luggage?
I wouldn't want to lose my luggage.
Okay. Next one. Would you rather explore space or the ocean?
Ocean. I think it's very, how do you say it?
Yeah.
Underdone. Yeah. Not done much.
Okay.
Yeah.
And would you rather be in your pajamas or a suit all day?
Pajamas all the time.
Would you rather spend the next year free from all taxes or have a 1 month paid vacation?
I don't think I want a paid vacation. I think I want to earn my vacation.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for answering all those questions with such
enthusiasm.
And...
yeah, we are just mailing the hamper. Don't worry.
Great, thanks.
Yeah, you did a great job with our game, Chetsi.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed them too, because I did a lot.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like a celebrity, you know, on this show that I'm going to get a hamper and I played a game and I did so well.
Sure, with like, okay, sure, like coffee with current kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for answering all those questions with such enthusiasm, and we enjoyed this session a lot. So a zero waste hamper we will provide to you. So let's move on.
Please don't send me anything. I have everything I need. Thank you. I was thinking about the hamper.
Yeah, actually you can make the hamper and like, you know,
I will just send you something for sure.
Oh no, not for our not for us, like just for yourself.
Okay, cool. I'll do that. I'll make some turmeric milk and some cake at home, because anyway, we can't go out. So
yeah. See, you already got your hamper then. Yeah. So let me ask you those few questions which we ask every guest of ours. This helps our listeners to dive straight into your personalities, and I'm highly sure that it inspires them as well. So are you ready, Chetsi?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So quickly, would you like to tell us that, do you have any role models, especially someone who has been a motivation for you in the sustainable field?
Vandana Shiva.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I really liked her. Like, I have seen her speeches a lot.
I would love to go to her university someday.
Nice.
Moving ahead, if you could go back 10 years from now, what advice would you give your younger self?
Don't eat junk and exercise.
Yeah, that's a great advice.
I have started doing that now, but I realized that if I started 10 years ago, maybe I would be in much better shape. So,
but it's never too late. It's never too late, right?
That's also true.
So last question for you, Chetsi. What is your message to the youth aiming to contribute towards the environmental sector and making the world a better place?
Do your research before you say anything.
Ooh, cool. So before we close, one of our team members has an important question for you.
Hey, Yugo Sharmishta.
As a self-proclaimed plant mom, what is the secret to keeping plants happy and alive?
Make them listen to plant music. It's ambient music that's playing in my house all the time. And that makes my mood better. It makes my plants grow and I love it.
That is great advice. I will try that. I can't kill any more plants. I want them in my life.
Just love them. Talk to them whenever you have the time. It is very, very soothing.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Thank you.
Move on.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would just like to thank you, Chetsi, for all the, like, you know, advice, suggestions which you shared us during your answers, and how we learned that how small things can make a big impact the importance of why in any business, and most importantly, staying consistent and doing what you started your journey for.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was a very power-packed conversation. We hope the best for you and hope our listeners would like to connect with the work you are doing. For that, you can follow her on Instagram. It goes by Brown Living. Let me spell it out for you. I'm going to mention it on our Instagram too. BROWNLIVINGINDIA, Brown Living India. Okay? So,
wanted to add something here. That's just the Instagram page. Our website is called brownliving.in. It's BROWNLIVING.IN.
Great.
Okay, great. Thanks for sticking to end, guys. So the big announcement is, one amazing news is that we have launched a website for Sustainability 101. It goes with the name www.sustainability101podcast.com. Do visit, guys, and write to us on sustainability101podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, you guys, you heard it right. The website is live. It, like Pratiksha said, it goes by www.sustainability101podcast.com. And make sure you give a visit from any devices which you have close to you now. And a big thanks to our amazing team of Sustainability 101, Srihari, Aishwarya, Sharmishta, Rohit, for their efforts. It wouldn't have been possible without you people. And as they say, teamwork makes the dream work. So,
yeah.
One last thing before you leave, guys. Brown Living has a surprise for you. They have given us an exclusive code for you to get 10% off on all purchases above 500 on their website, brownliving.in. The code is @responsible without any space. Don't forget to tag us when you flaunt your brand new cool stuff on Insta.
Until next time, guys. Thank you for joining us today. Wear a mask, take proper precautions, and take small step towards sustainability. Thank you, Chetsi.
Thank you so much, Chetsi. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.